This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope, East Hawaii. In his message titled Hearing God, Part 1, Pastor Scott talks about the different ways that God speaks to us. This message was recorded on Sunday, July 19th, 2015. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Well, good morning, New Hope. Good morning. Well, wait, where's my wife here? She's doing Sunday school. Oh, she's hiding in the back holding. You know, you can never get her away from children. Look, she's not here, but she's still holding a baby. And my wife's family is here. Her grandmother is here from Oahu. And I'm sorry to say Don, but somebody here that is older than you. So you lose today. But they're in the back there, and that's her full after service. You might want to meet them. I just want to welcome them. They're all the way from Oahu. And you know what? They had to take a picture just to prove that they was in church. And we had to get them all the way from Oahu just to come to a church. Oh, that, man. Thank you for coming, and you honor us with your presence. Oh, what a week. At least it got cooler. Amen? Man, last week was just brutal. I think I lost 5 pounds in water. I think I was going to pass out. I was working in the hot sun, and I felt my body temperature. You ever see that? You ever work with it? You see the body temperature get so hot. No matter how bad it is, you just gotta sit down. And all the rest of the guys kept working because I was the oldest one there, and I had to sit down and take a break. And shoot, it doesn't get any better because I turned 52 pretty soon. Well, we're going to talk about hearing God, and I just recently read this book by Charles Stanley about hearing God. And it was so interesting. I mean, the lights went on, the voices got clearer. And the thing, that this is what happens after me. I'll be walking around, or I'll be at home, or I'll be in the mall, and my phone rings. And I go, hello? And they start talking and talking and talking. And because I don't have their phone programmed into my phone, I have no clue who it is. And it's so embarrassing when I got to see, wait, who's this? Oh, man. But you ever get any of those calls, or is it just me? I mean, you know, okay, my phone number is on the back of the bulletin. So all of you have my phone number. I don't have all of your phone numbers. So it's not fair. It really is unfair. So people call me up and telling me things, and I say, wait, then I gotta stop. They say, who is this? And then they tell me their name, and I say, that's who it is. You know, when people call me and I'm not used to hanging around them, you know, every week, every day, I have a hard time recognizing their voice. Yeah, but you kind of relate to that. Even some of the guys, sometimes when they call me up, hello, can I see you, Scott? And I'm like, who is this? And I said, man. And even then, when they do that, like, I couldn't figure it out. You know, when I spend time with people, like my wife, when she calls me, I recognize the voice. When my children call me, I recognize the voice. When Kimo, when Jay Wynn, when Pastor Dennis, they call me, I recognize their voice. I hang around with them so much that I know what they sound like. And I really wish I had the time to hang around with all of you so that when you call me, I pick up on your voice just like that. Sometimes people call me, and I like this when they call me, and then the first thing they do is, hi, and they say their name. Like, wow, okay, so when you do that, you save me the embarrassment of asking who you are. Okay, so if you call me for the first time, tell me your name, and then if I'm still lost, then you better come see me after church and introduce myself, or yourself to me for the third time. Alright, so that's the thing. Sometimes, you know, we're not sure the voice is there because we don't spend time. In this parable in Matthew 7, and if you have your Bibles, you can. In this parable of the tree and the fig, Jesus talks about the false prophets and how they kind of just use the name of Jesus to do things. They used his name, even though they didn't have a relationship. And you ever tried that? When the policeman came over, you throw another officer's name out there, hoping that they let you go. Hopefully they're not in bad terms there, because they would even work with us. But they were using this, using Jesus' name, because they heard about me. In Matthew 7, 22, 23, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name cast out demons? And in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. You know, Jesus was exposing right there the people who sounded religious, did religious deeds, but had no personal relationship with him. You think that God, after he would save you, after you say, yes, Jesus, I want you as my Lord and Savior, you think after that he would just ignore you and be silent? You ever got married and not talk to your spouse? Don't raise your hand, because you'd be in trouble. You ever have children and not talk to them? No, because that's not why we have children. And we don't have children to make into chores either. We have children because of love. Yeah. When the Holy Spirit called you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he did so. He did this because he wanted to have a relationship with you, a personal relationship. One that you would have communication with back and forth. You would pray to him. You would listen to him. He would talk to you. He would tell you. He would tell you, I want you to attend the Hope East Hawaii. And you heard him. And that's why you're here. You see, the thing is, here it is, number one, God still speaks every day. He is. He's really speaking to us. And here's the thing, in John 10, 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. They follow me. Are you one of his sheep? Did you accept Jesus? If you accepted Jesus, then you considered one of his sheep. You ever wonder why he picked sheep? Those of you who have sheep, you know sheep are dumb. I know. Sad that he called us sheep. You can put the two together. Yeah, and if you are his sheep, and if you are hearing his voice, then you would follow him. And Jesus says, the sheep, my sheep, his sheep, that's us. They recognize his voice. They follow him. We have a relationship with him. We know him. So we can be obedient. God speaks to us because we need direction. We need guidance. You know, just as much as Moses did and Joshua did in the Old Testament, we need that same direction and guidance. Where to go? Where do I go? Where do I take my life? You know, because if you don't hear the voice and you don't follow God, you're going to end up at a place that, at the end of life, you're going to end up at a place that is very undesirable. You know, I heard many pastors speak. I heard Pastor Alex speak. I heard Pastor Wayne. You know, and they all talk about hearing God. I had Pastor Rick Warren. And Pastor Wayne puts it this way, is once you accept Jesus Christ, the most important thing you do is the attitude that you follow him with. Pastor Rick said, the most important thing in life is being able to hear God. And I think, wow, you guys are both right, because we need a good attitude and we need to hear God speak. Amen? So, you know, we need to know where to go, how to get there. That's why it's so important that we hear God. And it is also true that those who are refusing to listen to Jesus, to his voice, maybe are not his sheep. We recognize Christ's voice when he speaks through the Bible. The thing is, are we listening for it? In Jeremiah 7:23, "But this is what I command him, say, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you will be my people, and you will walk in all the way which I commanded you, and that it may be well with you." And so God speaks to us in many ways. And one of the most important one is the Word, but this is how he speaks to us. The first one, the first bullet point, he uses the Holy Spirit. You remember when Jesus left the earth, he ascended and said he needs to go, because if he doesn't go, the Helper wouldn't come. The Helper is the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. So the Holy Spirit is left here while Jesus went up to heaven. The Holy Spirit is here to help us. In Acts 8:29, then the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, said to Philip. Philip was an evangelist. "Go up and join his chariot." Okay? So he was there, and the Holy Spirit said to Philip, the Bible says, "Go." By an unmistakable voice, he went to join his chariot. And inside this chariot was an Ethiopian. He was reading the book of Isaiah, and he was, you ever read something and have no clue what it says? That everything, right? And so he was reading, and it was like Greek to him. He didn't understand. So Philip, led by the Spirit, he said, "Go." So he went up. And Philip said, "You understand what you mean?" They said, "No, how can I understand unless somebody explains this stuff to me?" So by being led, he would explain to this Ethiopian what he was reading. And this guy got saved. And then they were going, and he seen some water. He said, "Hey, what's preventing me from getting baptized now that I'm seeing?" So because Philip heard the Spirit, he went. You know, a lot of times, I get that. I don't know if you get that nudge, that Spirit tells you to call somebody, or put that person on your mind. And it happens a lot. Well, it happens a lot to me. And the funny thing is, when somebody comes to mind and I call them up, the person's like, "How do you know I was thinking about you?" I guess that was just the Spirit. And one time, a while back, I heard the Spirit speak to me to write a letter to someone. It was one of the elders in our church. And I wrote a letter, and I just thanked him for what he did. I encouraged him, and I wrote that scripture about that elder who does well deserves a double portion of honor. And I sent that to him. A few weeks later, he came to me. He said, "Man, that letter came just in time." I guess he was at a low point, and he needed some encouragement. And once in a while, you may get a letter from me, and that's just the Spirit telling me to write you a letter. Now, if I wrote the letter, and I said negative things, and about you being a sinner, and, you know, you would think, like, what Spirit is he listening to? Because that wasn't biblical. That wasn't good at all. So sometimes, you know, there is a Spirit that speaks that sometimes we shouldn't listen to. So you got to just be aware. Because the more you read your Bible, the more you would be able to tell the two voices. Another way that God likes to speak to us is through circumstances. In Joshua, the Joshua guys just finished taking Jericho. Remember that city, that wall city? There was a wall and they couldn't get in. And the Bible tells them, "Go around seven times, and after that, just blow your trumpets," and the wall came tumbling down. They had a tremendous victory. Now this is the scene, right? They finish that. Now they're going to go up to this small village called Ai. And this is what happened in Joshua 7:5. "The men of Ai struck down about 36 of their men and pursued them from the gate as far as Shibari and struck them down on the descent. So the hearts of the people melted and became as water. You see, this is a small guy, like small, and the army, the Israel army was like, wow, we got this. Oh, only some people. But they went and they got their butt kicked. And Joshua couldn't figure out what was going on. Yeah. So he prayed, and the circumstances that all happened, God was speaking to them that because of what one person did in Jericho, they took stuff that they wasn't supposed to take. And God spoke to them with these consequences that they had to end up finding out who that was. And because that guy let the greed get the best of him, to come outside of the city, and they threw rocks on him and his family until he died. You know, God speaks so strongly through circumstances. Sometimes if you do something wrong, you may not know it, but something may be happening to you, and you say, what is going on? How many of you are workaholics out there? Yeah. You ever get sick? Sick to the point where you cannot move, you cannot do nothing? How is that? You know, that's how God speaks to me when he tells me, it's time for you to rest. And if you're hard-headed like me, you're just going to keep working and working and working. Then you're going to get sick. And then you're going to get, oh, I should have listened to you, Lord, before I got sick. And God speaks through circumstances so many times. There is balance to life. And a lot of times we get out of balance. And it takes circumstances to bring us back to a balanced life. You know, a few months ago, the guys went fishing. And I was planning to go with them. But I woke up that morning and I had a sore throat. And I really wanted to go fishing. I really, really wanted to go. But then I said, you know what? It's best that I not go, so that they can catch some fish, yeah? Lie! And you know, they caught plenty of fish. I was so bummed. I was so bummed. And they caught me. Actually, they caught a whale. Holy, they caught a whale. That's the best fish in the ocean. Sorry, Pastor Alex. I know you're just hiding, but that's mine. And they were awesome. Oh, and I was like, man. But you know what? In those 3 days, I got so much work done. And came Sunday, I was good to preach. Could you imagine if I was fishing and I came up Sunday and, hello, good morning, guys. Can you talk? I was fishing. You know, the circumstance allowed me to sit back and hear God and do my job. It, how else does God speak to us? People. He uses people. And you gotta watch what kind of, sometimes bad people, sometimes good people. But the thing is, you gotta know what the Bible says to confirm what the people are saying. You know, if you get a really good source like Pastor Alex, Pastor Aaron, Pastor Courtney, Pastor Dennis, man, you can kind of understand what they're saying, but it's always good to take what they say, match it up with the Word of God. Just in case, yeah? It's always, even what I say, always check with the Word of God. There were so many instances where God used people to get his Word across. Remember the story of David. David and Bathsheba. That was a dark moment in his life. David was on his roof, cruising around, and then he seen this lady across, taking a bath, and then that was it. He said, who is that lady? He said, get her, bring her over here. He stepped at her, got her pregnant. Then her husband, he was figuring, okay, I was going to get her husband to come back from war, sleep with her, that way he can think that's his baby. But he was such an honorable guy who didn't want to even go through his wife. He said, how can I go keeping my wife and the rest of my guys at war. So David's plan to cover it up failed. So then he wrote a letter, he said, sent it to the front lines, said, when, go take him to the place where the fight is the fiercest. And when it's at its peak, pull back. And they did, and Uriah got killed. So David was thinking, okay, I'm going to cover up my sin. It's hidden. Nobody knows about it. Then Nathan, the prophet, he comes and he tells a story about this poor man. He had one sheep, one little lamb, like a pet to him. Comes to him at the dinner table, and they love this pet. Then this rich guy, all kinds of flocks and herds, he has a guest coming to town. But they take that little guy's pet sheep, slaughter it, and eat it. How's that? Then Nathan tells him that story. And David is mad. He said, that man is despicable. If the thing he did, he ought to die. Yeah? And Nathan replies, David, drops the bomb. You are that man. You are that man. And it's like, now his sin is uncovered. They know. And there's no way out. You know, God uses people to speak to us. And it's in the Bible many, many times. It's in there many, many times. If you read the Bible, there are so many instances that you can see where God would speak to people. Many, many times, God used people to speak to me, to speak encouragement, to speak correction. We just got to make sure what they speak lines up with what the Bible says. And the last bullet point, which way does God speak to the Bible? Man, I think 9% of what God says to us comes from the Bible. It's a high percentage. And if you're not reading your Bible, man, you're missing out on a whole bunch of stuff that God wants to say to you. You really are. John 4:41. Many more believe because of his word. The Bible, the very word of God. All scriptures inspired by God. Profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God would be equipped for every good work. That's what the word of God is. It's God breathed. It's speaking to us. The thing is, are we reading it? Are we reading it and are we hearing it? Don't read the Bible just to get through some reading plan. Read the Bible so that you can hear his voice. Joshua 1:7-8. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For, get this, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. How many of you want prosperity and success? Right there, meditate on the Word of God. Read it. I mean, it's that important. How many of you don't have a Bible? Anybody? You guys have no excuse then. That was your only way out. And if you took it, we would have gave you a Bible. Jesus says, Your word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. You know, before we came to know and accept Jesus Christ, we were all walking around in darkness until we found the word. And then it lit up the path to go in the right direction. I mean, it is so vital if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It is so important that we hear God, we understand God, and we obey God. Amen? I mean, it is, because even if you have said yes to Jesus, but you have, how many of you have selective hearing? When your wife is telling you to do chores, like, you don't hear anything. Or when your boss is telling you to do something, you don't hear it. How many of your children have selective hearing? Yeah. I think God is looking. Those of you who would raise their hand and say, yeah, I'm trying to talk to you. I'm really trying. But you're not listening. And a lot of times when I write these messages, it is because God is trying to talk to me. And just recently, after I read this book, and it's like, man, it's like the wax came out of my ears. And it's like a whole new life. And I can hear God a lot clearer, a lot better. I have a better understanding reading the Bible. It's always been good, but it's so much better. Watching stuff on TV, I've been watching a Hillsong conference the other week. It was like, man, I could hear God clearly. Talking to other of our brothers, I hear God a lot more clearly because I think my ears are more tuned in to Him. And God will speak to you through the Holy Spirit. If stuff's happened to you, try to check out what God is trying to say. Sometimes I drive and I make a wrong turn. And then I'm going the long way. And I say, hey, God, are you redirecting me because of an accident? Or are you redirecting me into an accident? So I gotta wait and wait and wait and wait. You know, I'm the guy who always gets stuck behind the slowest car. I really do. It's always me. I know it's you guys. I know it's you guys like Grant, because you see me in the back of you and you just drive slow. And Harley, she would pull out in front of me. She's driving slow just on purpose. But maybe you guys, and if that's you, if you get stuck behind the slowest car, what is God telling you? You guys are hearing Him already. Isn't that great? Yeah. You work in construction and you get rained out. What is He telling you? Go rest. Go spend time with your wife. Get some goldfish. If somebody is talking to you, or you guys are doing devotions, and somebody shares something, maybe he's using them to talk to you too. But I think the best way we can practice hearing God is open up the Bible. It's that big book you put on the coffee table just to look good. Or that little book we have on the walking table. Because God is speaking loud and clear. He really is. Are you listening? Are you tuned into the right station? Are you? I'm going to ask David to come up and close the service. But keep your ears open and listen. Because God is talking. He's always talking.
as I was reading this, in fact, when I first saw this bulletin, everybody can relate to this, huh? Everybody can relate to this cell phone, yeah? It's everyone, constant decision that you gotta make all the time, yeah? Answer or decline? All you guys ask, like, everybody asks, I said, oh, are you gonna answer or are you gonna decline? Everybody's, oh, I'm not gonna answer. It's like, I can't ask about my calls, but they always press the red button. It's so interesting, and I'm so blessed that I get to do this, because we get to challenge what you just learned. You know, if you're hearing God speak to you, it says, we hear by the Holy Spirit, by circumstance, by people, and we also hear God by the Bible. And so, here I am today, I'm a person that get to tell you that Jesus Christ came and died for your sins. Is he telling you this? Is he asking, you know, is he trying to come into your life? The Holy Spirit, that small voice that talks to you and says, today is the day of salvation. Circumstance, you hear today. You could have been any place in the world, because when we get up after Saturday, sometimes we're tired. We don't want to be here. Sometimes we have other plans, parties, just a rest day before you start on Monday. Circumstance, you hear. And the Bible in Romans 10:10-13, it talks about how if we confess with our mouths and believe in our hearts that Jesus died for our sins, you will be saved. It says that all who call on the Lord will never be put to shame. You know, in this world, we were born sinners. We are sinners. But Jesus Christ died for us to make us right in the sight of God. That is the purpose why we need salvation through Jesus Christ. Good works, church attendance, having a clean driver's abstract or a criminal abstract will never, ever, ever get you into the kingdom of God. The only way, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. All who come to me will be saved. So what I'm asking you today is to bow your heads, close your eyes, and say this prayer with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I confess that I'm a sinner. But I know that you have sent Jesus Christ to die for my sins. I receive you, Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. If you had said this prayer for the first time, with your hands bowed and your eyes closed, I'd like you to raise a hand. Thank you. I've seen the hands, and I'd like to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you see the hands that have gone up, Father. Those that said they received you as their personal Lord and Savior, and you said that you will never put anyone to shame who has believed in you, Father, and that they have received salvation, a free gift of eternal life. Eternal life that is forever, Father. And we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for our sins. We love you. We praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Shiroma of New Hope Christian Fellowship, East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets every Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street, Kau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com. Yeah, I was wondering.